والذين هاجروا في الله من بعد ما ظلموا لنبوئنهم في الدنيا حسنة ولأجر الآخرة أكبر لو كانوا يعلمون.
As for those who have forsaken their homes for the sake of Allah after enduring persecution, we shall certainly grant them a good abode in this world. And surely the reward of the hereafter is much greater, if they could but know what an excellent end awaits. The reward of the hereafter is much greater. This is an allusion to those who migrated to Abyssinia under the pressure of persecution from the Meccan unbelievers. They migrated when this persecution had assumed unbearable proportions.
الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ.
Those who remain steadfast and put their trust in their Lord.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
O Muhammad, peace be upon him. Whenever we raised any messengers before you, they were no other than human beings, except that to them we sent revelation. So ask those who possess knowledge, if you do not know. So ask those who possess knowledge.
They are directed to ask all those knowledgeable persons acquainted with the teachings of the scriptures. Were the prophets any other creature rather than human beings?
بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالزُّبُرِ وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ.
We raised the messengers earlier with clear signs and divine books, and we have now sent down this reminder upon you that you may elucidate to people the teaching that has been sent down for them. And that the people may themselves reflect, that you may elucidate to people the teaching that has been sent down for them.
The book was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, so that he might elucidate the teachings embodied in the Quran, the admonition. He was required to elucidate those teachings not merely by word of mouth. He was also required to do so by his conduct. This in itself is proof of the fact that hadith is the authentic elucidation of the Quran.
أَفَأَمِنَ الَّذِينَ مَكَرُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَن يَخْسِفَ اللَّهُ بِهِمُ الْأَرْضَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
Do those who have been devising evil plans against the mission of the messenger feel secure that Allah will not cause the earth to swallow them up, or that chastisement will not come upon them from a direction that they will not even be able to imagine?
أَوْ يَأْخُذَهُمْ فِي تَقَلُّبِهِمْ فَمَا هُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ.
Or that he will not suddenly seize them while they are going about to and fro, and they will be unable to frustrate his design.
أَوْ يَأْخُذَهُمْ عَلَىٰ تَخَوُّفٍ فَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ.
Or that he will not seize them when they are apprehensive of the impending calamity. Surely, your Lord is most compassionate, most merciful.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ يَتَفَيَّأُ ظِلَالُهُ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَالشَّمَائِلِ سُجَّدًا لِلَّهِ وَهُمْ دَاخِرُونَ.
Do the people not see how the objects Allah has created cast their shadows right and left, prostrating themselves in utter submission to Allah? Prostrating themselves in utter submission to Allah?
The shadow of every physical object, be it a mountain or tree or animal or human being, testifies to the fact that everything is subject to a universal law. All are characterized by subservience to the Lord of the universe, and none has any share of His divinity.
That something casts a shadow indicates its materiality.
And materiality, in turn, is a proof of its being a creature bound in servitude to God.
وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ
All living creatures and all angels in the heavens and on the earth are in prostration before Allah, and never do they behave in arrogant defiance.
يخافون ربهم من فوقهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون
They hold their Lord, who is above them, in fear, and do as they are bidden.